Starting here tonight in our subject, I want to read just a verse of scripture before we do go along here. If you've got your Bibles, you can turn over to the book of Genesis with me. We're just going to read a verse or two of scripture, and then we're going to go right along with our teaching. In the third chapter of the book of Genesis, said here in the 14th verse, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply her, thy sorrow, and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." All right, now that's God's word. Just as you've heard it, you must go by it just like it is. And the Bible said he'll not alter the thing that's gone out of his mouth. Neither will he change it. But God will destroy all from the face of the earth that opposed it and rejected his word. Now then, notice this. Last night, we spoke of the three witnesses here, told of the 2,000 years difference between every age, and expressed just how it concerned the kingdom and what it was for, and how that God typed it out as body, soul, and spirit. And he did this with three different people so that he might be able to show you what had happened to your body, soul, and spirit, and to show you that you was made in the image of God, which was three in one, body, soul, and spirit, and that every part of you had to be redeemed, just as Scripture teaches, that he had to redeem the soul, he had to redeem the body, he had to redeem the spirit. And in these three ages that we did not get to go into like we wanted to last night, it clearly explained and expressed how that God had redeemed these three parts. Now I'm going to rehearse just a little bit of that. Go over it just a little bit so we can get into our thought. You're already familiar with that. And I can capture your mind better because there's a few other things that's kind of deep that I'd like to get into that some of you have never been in, some of you have. So then we'll start again with the garden here, where Adam and Eve was in the garden. And then here I noticed once again I've got an arrow drawn from the garden over to the left side of the pyramid that we're using for a chart. And I have three crosses at each corner of the pyramid. Just one at each corner, three in all. And I have 2,000 years marked between each cross. First power, second power, and third power on each side of the triangle. Then I have wrote within it three witnesses, and then around it here, of course, you can see these different things that I have wrote here as reminders. At the bottom, I've got a telescope pulled out in three parts here with Jew, Catholic, and Protestant, showing the resurrection as we explained last night, which you're familiar with. All right. Then we expressed how that the first age was the water age, the second age was the blood age, and the third age was the spirit age, and then the next 1,000 years was the millennium reign. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Amen.
I'm kind of in a hurry to get over there, Brother Junior. I'll be glad when we get there. But that 1,000 years reign is going to be something like we've never experienced in all of our lives. So then, we notice that we've got these three things to represent body, soul, and spirit, and it's outlined by Jew, Catholic, and Protestant to show us just what God was doing. And I said last night in the essence of it all that three baptisms was represented, which was water, fire, and spirit. Blood always means fire. I also explained that in these three things that concerning the telescope down here, it showed the resurrection. And inasmuch as the Catholic came out of the Jew and the Protestant out of the Catholic, that each one of those died when the life or spirit of it came out, that these three people represent body, soul, and spirit. And God used these three people to show what had happened and give a baptism to each one of these people. Here that they uphold, and that's why that we as Christians have never come into perfection. It's because the three type of people is still separated in the earth. Even under this very hour, those three type of people are separated to show that our body, soul, and spirit is separated, spiritually speaking, that God has not finished the work of the body, soul, and spirit, and when God does finish it, they all will become one. Now, I said that to say this, that in this hour, we believe that God has finished the work. We believe this is the finishing up of it here, and we believe that the Catholic will go back into the Jew and the Protestant back into the Catholic, which means the telescope will be pushed back in as one piece, just as it was pulled out as three parts. Now, in doing that, it will show the resurrection. By pulling it out, show the death of each people and each part of the body. And notice now, in showing the death of it, that when the Catholic came out of the Jew, it showed the body dying. And when the Protestant came out of the Catholic, it showed the soul dying. But don't forget that in your 2,000-year span, that it's represented a little bit different because God used the Jew to show what would happen to the Catholic. So they took middle place here to be a type of the beast realm. But in its originality, you'll find that the Jew is the body, the Catholic here is the soul, and the Protestants is the spirit. So then it shows that these three parts are still separated. And when these three parts come together, it will mean that those three baptisms that was given to those three different body of people will come together. And when they come together, these people come together, it will represent that these three have come together. And when they come together, it will show the uniting of body, soul, and spirit, the finishing of the work of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in His three offices to minister to these three different type people. And these three parts. Now then, I think it would be good. I'm going into this. If we go on without teaching anymore after tonight, I'm going into something to show you these three people and outline them real good to where you'll understand what I'm saying. But I want you to get the basic fundamentals of these things first. Especially remember this. I hope you got your chart. I hope you'll keep it and study it for the basic principles of the fundamentals. Now then, going away from this just for a little while to pick up some of these things, notice I've got up here the flag. And I've got red, white, and blue. Now then, if you'll take those three colors, you can apply those three colors to the Catholic, the Jew, and the Protestant. Those three colors in the flag will fit the Jew, the Catholic, and the Protestant. You'll place the blue with the Jew right here, and place the red with the Catholic, and place the white with the Protestant. You'll find out that those three colors, and I'll go right along with these three people in three different nations. Now then, we could go into more of that, and maybe one night we will explain to you some more about the flag and what it means. God working everything in types and shadows and after His own counsel. So then we see here that these three colors, and I wish we could go into the colors real good and just explain all the colors and all the metals in the earth, and everything is just precise and in its place. But anyway, we want to deal with the parts of the body shown by the three different people. Alright, then notice that these three colors fit these people. Now you notice that on the flag, the stars are always in the blue. Have you ever noticed that? The stars are always in the blue. And remember that the Jews are a type, or rather the stars are a type of the angels, and in the earthly sense, that points to the Jew. So you see that the stars on the flag in the blue, it indicates the Jews in the law. Blue means law. And it indicates the Jews in the law. And you'll find out that someday I believe that they'll change that blue and make it black because the Catholics love the color black, or black is their color because God has appointed among the sin and condemnation. So then someday when they make a covenant with the Jew, it will show those stars going into the darkness, and it will make a difference. Now then, remember, everything is in reverse. So then, right now, we are the spiritual Jew, and the flag in its state of blue represents us also, that we are in the day. When you look at the heaven, it shows the day. And it shows that we as spiritual Jews are in the daylight church. So the stars also represent us in that setting. But we want to deal with it in this setting so that you'll understand. Alright? Everything I say, you can reverse it to the spiritual Jew. Just keep that in mind and you'll discover a lot of revelation. But anyway, in its original setting here, which is actually the perversion. It's the original setting, but since everything is in perversion, this is perversion. Now then, when you switch it back by turning the code inside out, you'll find that that is the original setting, which will be a perversion to what you see. That's a little twisted up. It's hard to understand, but they will explain it better later. But let's just keep our thoughts straight by our boards here and use what we're calling the original. Alright, then notice, place your red over here in the dark age with the Catholic Church, and you'll find out that they made the martyr's blood run continually while they were in Rome. Red always falls their lot because it means judgment. Then put your white over here with the Protestants in America. You'll find out that we are likened to the spiritual Jew with the garment of righteousness, because white always indicates righteousness. So then we see there, and we see the stripes across the flag that gives us an inkling of the stripes was placed on Jesus' back for our transgressions. But now then, let's come down here to this concerning Adam and Eve. That's one of the major themes that we want to dwell on tonight. And I want to try to explain it real thorough if I can, not take a long, drawn out session. But I want to explain it slow and carefully to where we can get a real understanding of the Bible. Now then, notice that here in the garden, as we said last night, that the beast deceived Eve, and coming through Eve, he got into that high plane of life, and then Eve fell from the presence of God. Adam, being a type of Christ, he had to also fall to redeem his bride. So then he fell from the garden, out of the presence of the Lord. Then when he fell from the garden, it showed that sin and iniquity had entered into the human body, and we spoke of how that God placed Satan in that body. And we're going to explain that with a different chart too one night if the Lord will let. But the thing is, remember that in the garden, that Satan entered into Adam and Eve. Now, what I'd love to do tonight is to try to show this on an international and a national scale. I want you to notice that in the garden there was Adam, there was Eve, and there was the beast, and there was Satan. Now, let's look at it. I got it over here, wrote down concerning an international scale or a national scale. Let's look on it as an international scale, and let's apply these four people here in the garden, of these four creatures in the garden, to four different countries in the world. At the Tower of Babel, God confounded the language, scattered the people into all the earth. But through the mind of Jesus Christ, we can locate these things today and see them in mass humanity, whereas before it was just in four individuals for types and shadows. But today it is in mass humanity. So then when we search it out to find in mass humanity, then we have to turn and look toward the four corners of the earth. I'd love to speak about the four winds one night, but we have to turn to the four corners of the earth to be able to find this. Now then, if I begin tonight to look to some corner of the earth or to some nation to try to locate Adam, I wonder where I'd look tonight. If I tried to find Adam tonight, if I looked at Russia, if I looked at Rome, if I looked at Jerusalem, if I looked at America, if I looked at all of these nations on an international scale, I wondered what country I would find Adam in tonight, as God shows him in mass humanity. I wonder, while I pause for just a minute, if somebody could tell me where I might find Adam tonight. In what country would I find him in? What country would point him out? If anybody can tell me, I'd like for you to tell me. Tell me if you can. Over in the country of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shows Adam. If Jerusalem shows Adam, then I'd love to know where that we could find Eve. Where would Eve be found? If Jerusalem, on an international scale, speaking of mass humanity, shows us Adam, then where would we find Eve? Alright, somebody said America. America would be Eve and Jerusalem would be Adam. So then we see that Adam is represented by Jerusalem, and we see that Eve is represented by America. Now then, if we look for the beast that was in the garden, where would we find the beast? Somebody tell me, where would we find the beast? Somebody said Rome. Rome is the beast. We know that Rome is the beast, so we find that Rome, Italy, we'll say Italy instead of Rome, we find that country represents the beast. Now then, Jerusalem, Adam, America, Eve, and Rome represents the beast. Now then, if we look for Satan, or that which is called the red dragon, where would we find Satan? Russia. Somebody said Russia. Alright, we would find that communism is the move of the red dragon. Now, what actually took place here is what we want to point out. In the garden it shows, and I want you to keep your minds out of the gutters and understand what I'm saying tonight is not sacrilegious, but God likens the new birth unto the birth of humanity. That's why birth was instigated, to show the birth of Christ. And the birth of spiritual birth. So then notice this, that Adam, which was Jerusalem, the Jews was ordained to preach the gospel to every nation, to bring the seed of God, which is the word, that the sower went forth to sow. They were ordained to preach the gospel to all the world for a witness. But before Adam ever knew his wife Eve, the Bible speaks of a man knowing his wife, she conceives and brings forth a child. But before he ever knew his wife Eve, then he found that the serpent had beguiled Eve. And John speaks over there, and when he speaks of Cain being of that evil one, being of the wicked one. Wherefore slew he his brother? John said, because his deeds was evil and his brothers were just. So then we see that before the Jew could ever come to America and bring the seed that would raise the Christ child up in America, or would bring the spiritual Jew up in America, before Adam ever knew his wife, then we find that the Catholic powers, that Satan, or that is communism, worked through the beast, working through Rome, and though you might not feel that they're working hand in hand, and you might not feel that it's a Catholic instigation, someday you'll see that it is. So then, we find that communism, working through the beast, which is Rome, instigated Catholicism before Protestantism was ever born. How many of you know that's true? It came into America before Protestantism was ever born. So then it was all an act of communism. It was just in another state or in disguise. And I made the statement that China would be one of the worst enemies that America ever had, because it has around it, it has a wall that's about 1,500 miles long, and it's like in the New Jerusalem. They say that if you was on the moon and if you looked down at this world, the first thing that you would see would be that wall. And we liken it unto a certain thing in Revelation that we'd like to bring out another night. But Notice that China is called the Dragon Nation. It is referred to as the Dragon Nation. And one night when we speak on the beasts that come up out of the waters, we like to place the different nations and show you what it is, but not tonight. So then, looking on an international scale, we find that China would be involved because red communism is taking control of China and taking control of all the world, and that's what makes me know that China is going to prevail against the United States, and we'll explain it when we can. So then we see that communism, working through Catholicism, brings the seed to Eve before Adam ever knows his wife, and a bastard child is born, which is called the powers of Catholicism, without a heavenly father, which is the child of the wicked one, or a child of the beast. So then within the womb of America, there is two children, Cain and Abel. They are working there within the womb of America, and both of them was to come forth, and one was to be a bastard child, and one was to be a child of the heavenly father. So we see what Satan is doing through mass humanity and what God was trying to show us in the garden. This was the thing that he was trying to show us in the garden that would befall humanity in the last days. God said, Daniel, these things shall come to pass just as the angel hath revealed them unto thee, but you shall rest in your life. Now then, notice this. Let's bring it down to a national scale that we might see a closer picture of what is happening to humanity here in the world. Alright, notice this. That on a national scale, if we just dealt with America, you'd find that if you look over in the western part of the world, you would find Eve portrayed by the West. Then if you looked over to the eastern part of the world, you would find Adam portrayed by Washington or the eastern part of the world. Now, remember, Jerusalem is the eastern country, and America is the western country. So when you bring it down from international to national, you still go to the west and you find Eve. You come back to the east and you find Adam. Then you go to the north and you find the brute beast that the Bible speaks of. It's likened to humanity. For in the north, the people are likened to the beast. Then you go down into the deep south, into the southern parts of the jungle, and you'll find that the people there, which are the dark-skinned people, all the Negro is likened unto the serpent. The Negroes are a type of demon spirits. And the Negro, remember, for him to be released from the southern parts or from the deep jungles of Africa where the snakes and the beasts are being likened unto them, for him to be released from there, God raised up a man by the name of Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was a great man. Abraham Lincoln was a type of Jesus Christ. Now, Abraham Lincoln had to do what he done. When he released the Negro, it was not his plan or his motive according to godliness to set the Negro free. People misinterpreted what Abraham Lincoln was doing. Abraham Lincoln's motive was not to set the Negro free. His motive, according to Revelation and according to what the Holy Spirit shows, his motive was to bring equality to all men. That was the motive of Abraham Lincoln. So that in bringing equality to all men, he had to set the Negro free to be able to do that. Being a type of Jesus Christ sought to bring equality to all men. When he died on the cross, in bringing equality to all men, he had to set the demon spirits that was bound in the chambers of hell free. He had to do it. The only way he could give equality to all men was to give equality to the brute beast as well as to the Christian. To send the water on the tare as well as on the wheat. And I explained the other night that God has no love for the tare. I explained how the Bible said that God is angry with the wicked every day. The prayers of the wicked are abomination in His sight. There is no peace to the wicked but their light. The troubled waters casting up their mind. And the Bible said the prayers are abomination. Their offerings are abomination. And He said, I will pursue the wicked till they perish from off of the face of the earth. So He said, I'm angry with the wicked every day. That's how God feels about the wicked. And you might hear people say, well, God is love, and God loves all of us. But that's what the Bible says, that God, the way He feels about the wicked. So then Jesus had to give liberty to the wicked as well as to the righteous. And since we are the gates of heaven, and the kingdom of God is within us, then the angels come in and out these gates into the world to minister to the spirits of humanity and camp round about them that love the Lord. The Bible said, lift up your heads, ye everlasting gates, that the King of glory may come in. But He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the kingdom of God. And the sinners or the people of this world are called the gates of hell, for their gates are open as floodgates. They allow evil spirits to come out of the regions of the damned, in and out this world to devour souls. So then we see that Jesus, when He gave the water on the unjust, He gave liberty to the demon spirits that they might come in and out, because when He blessed the wicked, they took advantage of the blessing and allowed evil spirits to come in and out. And so then Satan has a freedom, or he has a doorway from the regions of the damned into the world of humanity. But the Bible teaches one day the door of the great revival will be closed, and the door to the church will be closed, and that the door to the Gentiles will be closed. And we are the doors to the Gentile world. It's through our message, through our teaching, through our prayers, through our fasting, through our compassion, that they come in to find God. But our compassion is leading. Our testimony is leading. Our desire to preach to them is leading, because they love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And they won't come to the revelation of the Word, which is light, because the Bible said Christ will reprove them and show them up as being evil people if they do. So they stay in the carnal mind of darkness rather than accepting the mind of God. Thus God said He would close the door to the Gentile and turn back to the Jew, being the natural Jew, which means that He will also turn back to the spiritual Jew on the inside, and there'll be no revival to the world, but the revival will be to the inner spiritual Jew through spiritual revelation, which is the spiritual aspect of the supper that He said that He would feed the Jews. At the same time, He said He would go back to the Jews, which is the natural Jew, and that the casting away of the Jew be the reconciling of the world. What will the receiving of the Jew be? But as I have it pointed out in the telescope, life from the dead or the resurrection. So then we see that Abraham Lincoln's motive was to bring equality to all men. In so doing, he allowed the Negroes to come in. Now, the Negroes had to come through the North, because the North types out the beast. Now then, they came from the dark parts of Africa. The first time that we ever had any Negroes or encountered anything about Negroes was over in Jamestown, and the Dutch ship had captured some young, strong Negroes. I didn't remember how many. Brought them over to Jamestown and put them out. And someday, you remember what I'm saying, that Jesus tarries, someday the Negro will rule the world. I know you might say, well, I don't believe that, but I guarantee you the Negro will rule the world. Satan is ordained to rule this world, and the Negroes represent Satan. Now, he will not rule the world as a Negro, but he will rule the world through the white man. He's already getting control of it, and through the white man, just as Satan rules through the human body, the Negro will have the controlling powers of this world, and he'll make us dance to his own tune. It's coming to pass. Now, just watch what I'm telling you. It's almost there right now, and it's coming to pass, and the Catholic Church will give power and strength to this, because it's ordained of God that they do it. America will become a country of heathenism. I predict that America will go heathen, like the song you heard, they all go native on a Saturday night. They'll go heathen because civilization began at the east, it come over to the west, now it's leaving the west, it'll go back to the east, and when it leaves here, we'll become Beatles and rock and rolls and all of those kind of things until America will be nothing but heathens. They're almost that way now. They're just about lost their sense of reasoning already. In fact, statistics show that in spite of all the preaching, all the teaching, all the school teachers, all the professors, all the literature, that our country is reverting to heathenism in spite of all the forms of education we've got, whether spiritual or natural. So they still can't keep pace with it. They're going back to heathens in spite of all of that. You'll notice that all the dances that we have is coming from the islands. All the things that we're getting is coming from the island. And I made the statement, and I believe it. I made the statement that over in the islands, men like T.L. Osborne, William Branham, and great missionaries that are seeking God are binding and driving out the evil spirits and bringing salvation and civilization to that country just as Abraham did down in Egypt when he went down there. And because of that, those evil spirits are looking for somewhere to go. And they look at America and they say America is a bunch of religious proselytes. She's heard the gospel. She knows better. If we can get into the American people, it won't be like the heathen people. If we can get into the American people, we can stay there from now on because they've done had their chance. And so they're coming into America by the thousands. Where does the Beatles come from? They come from the foreign countries. You know what they say about America? They come over here and take American people's money. They come over here and do all kinds of filth that can be mentionable. And then they say that the American people are stupid. That's what they think about them, Brother Junior. They made the statement, said, you American people are just plain stupid. Said, we just do you anyway. And you still worship us like a god. That was the essence of what they said. And that's exactly right. But anyway, their own manager even made the statement. He said, I know that it's crazy, and I know it's absurd, and I know that they're crazy and all that kind of thing. He said, but I still admire them, so I wish I was like them. So you see, one place where they got off the plane, the people, one woman, somebody threw her crutches down and said that she'd been healed. But anyway, it's God turning the people over to reprobate mind to believe a lie because they've been contrary to the word of God, didn't love the truth, and he's letting them be damned. So then when you fight the gospel, you get in trouble. Now we see then that the Negro came from the deep south. And he come around, and he had to come around through the north to type out the beast. Got his freedom through the north. While the south had him under bondage, he had to come around through the north according to God's plan and get his freedom through the northern to type out the brute beast and then to come down into the south and bring the powers of the arm that would cause fire and destruction and turmoil and trouble all through the southland. And so it was just according to God's ordination that it came to pass. Now then, notice this one thing, that today, now the northern people was a type of the brute beast. But when you speak of the brute beast, every individual that is not born again, that don't love God, whether they're northerners or westerners or southerners or easterners, they are called the brute beast and they are the image of the beast. And though God used these things to type them out, yet when you speak of the Negro and of the fall in these things, the Bible said in Christ, there is neither male nor female, there is neither Greek nor Jew, but we're all one body in Christ and we are the spiritual sons and daughters of God. So then we all are one bloodstream. But in our natural setting, in this beast body, before the redemption, we fit a certain place, a certain type, and a certain shadow. And the white people, just so happens that they fit the church. The white people as a whole represent righteousness, as I pointed out concerning the flag. They represent righteousness, and they are the holy people as far as types and shadows go. Now then, the Bible said that Satan would transform himself into an angel of light. And Baptist ministers would be transformed into ministers of light, which means that an evil minister possessed by Satan can go talk in the carnal mind, and then he can come right along, get up, and by the renewing of his mind, as the Bible said, be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind, he can transform his mind, stand up there and preach the words of life. He can transform himself into a minister, which means to minister or to preach. He can transform himself into a minister of life. So then we see that he does that, and then it says Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So you have to be careful when angels appear to you, because it might be a satanic spirit. All right, now then we have to try these spirits against the word. In the church, you hear people prophesy, people speak in tongues, people say all these kind of things, shout, do all these things, but remember, Satan is transformed into an angel of light. He comes in sheep clothing, but inwardly he is full of dead men's bones. He is full of our living. And the Bible says that you'll know them by their fruit, not by their shouting, not by their speaking in tongues, not by all those things he said, but ye shall know them by their fruit. Their daily fruit will be what? Peace, love, joy, meekness, long-suffering, righteousness, which means that their spirit, the Bible said his spirit, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God, which means his word, which is spirit, witnesses day by day with our deeds, that our spirit every day does exactly what his word is, because our spirit is one with his word. Whatever his word says, our spirit does it. They witness as one. So we try the spirit. Now then he tells us in one place, when he speaks of the trying the spirits, he said every spirit that confesseth not that Christ is come in the flesh is Antichrist, which means that every spirit that does not preach, teach, or stand for the Holy Ghost living in the human body, he has denied the faith and he is an Antichrist. Every spirit within here that confesseth in his deeds and in his words that he is melted into Christ and one with Christ is of God. But if that spirit testifies different in deeds or words, actions, then he is anti, which means against, or opposed to, or the opposite of the Lord Jesus. By their fruit ye shall know them. All right? Now then, Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. When the sons of God come to church, the sons of Satan come also. Well, the Bible said so in the book of Job. So we know that Satan's image comes as well as God's image. All right? Now, how does God show us this evil power transforming himself into an angel of light? By the mixing of the Negro and the white. The Negro's desire is to cause the white to become extinct, that there'll be no more white race in the earth. And I predict that there will not be a white race in the earth in another few years if Jesus tarries. Because the mixing of Japanese, Negro, and all of these other powers will cause the white race to become extinct, because it's the easiest kind of genes to be swallowed up. So then that's what is happening. That will show the rapture with the diminishing of the white race and the diminishing of thoroughbred. It will show the rapture of the saints going out, left to mix in a mingled world. In the Old Testament, God would not even let them mingle the colors, or even let them plow a yoke, or rather an oxen or an ass together. He wouldn't let her, which indicated that a sinner could not marry a Christian or vice versa, that God would not yoke light and darkness together. Is that a brother or sister not in the bondage in such case? Also showed the mixing of the mingling of the colors of the garment being two or three kind of things in the church. God would not let it be that way. It had to be one color in the garment to show one body of Christ. All right, now then, seeing in our day the mixing and all, we know what God's doing. But in the Alabama thing over here, where the Negro and the white alike marched in Selma, Alabama, and caused all the trouble that they did, and done so ungodly that you can't even speak it and put it on tape. It was the filthiest, low-downest thing that ever has come about. Negro and white women got into the a sanctuary of God and had male and female union right in the sanctuary of God before the people. And it was filthy. They relieved themselves along the streets and then done indecency toward the policemen that tried to do anything about it. And they did that by the command of their leader. It was terrible. If you don't believe I'm telling you the truth, I got the pictures and everything to show just how filthy it really is. So then, and I've been in Selma. I know where Selma is. I've been through there. All right, got some friends there. Now, notice this right here. That Satan, this being typed out, the Negro, working through the white, has mingled the blood genes and has caused women to be born to the Negro race that's just as white as your wife or my wife. And they caused Negro men to be born to that race that's just as white as you or I. What does it mean? It shows those white people that marched in that thing with them over in Selma. And you may say, Brother Pike, it was of God. But I tell you, God is not the author of confusion. All the paths of God are peace. That was anointed of the devil. And to prove it, Martin Luther King being a type of Satan or Lucifer, the king of darkness, it shows the evil powers of darkness being loosed from the bottomless pit in the islands and around the world. That as the Negro covers the earth, it means the tribulation of darkness or gross darkness coming in over the earth. That's what it represents. That they are loose, and to show it's true, they fell down before Martin Luther King, and when they did, they called him the King of Kings. That's what they call it. There's but one King of Kings that Revelation speaks of. So we see that Martin Luther King is wanting to build himself an empire and rule the world just like all the rest that's ever lived anything in rebellion contrary to God. So it's Satan working in the disguise of religion, and God is suffering it to be so because he works everything after the pleasure of his own will. I told the white people, I told the Negro people, and I say it again that it might be here on tape as we're talking, that what they need to do is come out from among them, be a separate people, and realize that in Christ we're all brothers and sisters regardless of race, and let those out there that's going to fuss and fight and feud and say that God's causing them to put on all of those things around the world, let those people bump heads, whether they be white or whether they be black, until God spills their blood along the ground and causes it to run up to the horse's body. Leave them alone and come out from among them. That's the thing to do. You can't force light and darkness to mix. You can't force a Negro and a white man to mix because God ordained for them not to mix. He done that himself. He placed the difference. And darkness and light don't mix. And what God's doing is bringing it together in this last day that he might bump head with head until all of them be destroyed because of their evil doing, that the white man might reap what he sowed when he took advantage of a lot of Negro girls and done them like they did. Now, so then it's God bringing judgment on all the races. And it will be all the races, Negro, white, Japanese, and all. All right, now then notice this, that Satan, those white women and white men marching with them, there it showed the satanic power transforming themselves into angels of light. Now then, notice this one thing. That in connection with this, that they transform themselves into an angel of light, and in connection with it, it shows us that Satan is loose in the earth, going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This is the hour when he's on the rampage. And where did Martin Luther King go? He went right straight to the White House. Now you've heard me say this, that God got the angel into the White House before Martin Luther King ever got there, or before these other great leaders that we've mentioned on tapes and other places got there, because it shows that the White House is a type of the body of Jesus. God placed the picture of William Branham with the angel over his head, the only picture of a supernatural being that's ever been photographed. He placed it in the White House to show that God had entered into the body of Christ before Satan could ever get in there. So then Martin Luther has found favor with the president, but he found Satan found favor too late to be able to take over the church. Christ is already in the church. So then we see here that this thing is an instigation of Satan. Now, what does it mean? Notice that these Negroes working through the brute beast of this world has instigated in the church, which is Eve, has instigated in the church the seed of corruption, rock and roll services, shouting and hollering and dancing and wild emotions that come from the islands, that come through the Negro, through the brute beast of this world, who are not sons of God, and left the seed of corruption in the church to bring forth bastard children with a boogie-woogie piano and a rock and roll party and so forth and so on. But the true ministry of Jesus Christ, which is typical of Adam or the sons of God, has brought the seed of revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ to live holy, to walk holy, to obey God, and to shout with a victorious faith in Christ and that alone. They brought the seed of righteousness to the womb of Eve, which is the church, that she might travail and bring forth the image of the Son of God, which is the sons of God. So we see that Satan has worked his will, all of these things, and brought all these evil things to pass. Now, we're not going to go much further here, just a little bit farther, and then we're going to try to close out. So, all right, now, then notice this one thing, that we are in the hour of darkness. Notice here that over in Hendersonville, North Carolina, God is working to show us that this is the hour of darkness. There in Hendersonville, it's a perfect place to show types and shadows of paradise in one place and of hell in another place, which is typified in the Bible as speaking of these being in the heart of the earth. Now, we'll bring it out on the board one night where you can understand it, won't be confusing. But over in Hendersonville, they've got what they call Asheville, North Carolina, just beyond that. Then they've got what they call Batcave. Then they've got what's called the Smoky Mountains. Just beyond the Smokies, they've got a place called Hickory. Now, if you're spiritual tonight, you can see what God was doing in that area. When you speak of Hickory, and it takes hickory wood to make smoke. How many know that? When you're beginning to, like they did in the Old Testament, they offered up a sacrifice. So you take hickory wood to do your barbecue. You got your Smoky Mountain. Right at the foot of the Smokies, you've got Asheville, the ashes. At the foot of the Smokies, made for the hickory. Can you get the thought tonight? They've got Bat Cave, not very far from that. And in this hour, you notice that Batman, which is typical of the image of the beast, is really coming up in the world right at this hour. Read a little article in Reader's Digest or something, some book, I don't know just what kind of book it was, said the people have gone batty over Batman. Remember, a bat hangs upside down, which shows perversion, and lives in a cave, which is shows underground. Alright, notice then, they're going to take this bat cave and maybe make television programs from it for Batman, or let him get all of his mail there, or somehow or another they've connected it with Batman. Now, so you see these things right along in there, there's a place called Black Mountain. On the top of Black Mountain, Billy Graham, whom I believe to be the false prophet of Revelation, has a radio station on the top of Black Mountain. On the top of Black Mountain, I believe it indicates the voice of darkness. Remember, Superman, showing that God works all things after the counsel of his own will, chooses the foolish and abased things of the world to confound the wise. Superman. I got it marked here. Superman, that I got marked right here, Batman. Remember, in this hour, Batman is at an all-time high in the minds of the people. But Superman was in the years gone by. Now, you say, Brother Pike, that's foolish. I know it's foolish, but did you know that recently the president of one of our great leaders had to take the Batman light, put it on a bill, come out in one of our leading magazines, in Life magazine, I believe it was, put it on a big building, showed the bat light. See, turning back to childhood in the day in which we live, a little child shall lead. Youngest president we ever had was Kennedy, which was a Catholic president. So they've done this for publicity. Now then, they didn't stop at that, but while I was in the Carolinas, I noticed they put out a book, and it's about a 32-page booklet. On the front of it, they had our president, and he was fixed as Superman. President Johnson was fixed as Superman, and they had his wife, Lady Bird, and they called her Wonder Bird. So you see, it's not as foolish as you think it is it? So God has hid these things with the eyes of the wise and prudent. Remember Superman in the comic books years ago, when I was just a kid and used to read, I read about how he come from the place called Krypton, which was a city of light and great strength. Of course, he was kind of an eternal person in portrayed in the comic book as an eternal person that nobody could hurt. I didn't think too much about it then, but remember that in our day when they start making the president look like Superman, it means something. What does it type out? On this picture, it showed President Johnson as Superman high above the earth. Showed the earth, showed him looking back on it, and he said this could be a great society. It can be a great society, but it'll be a great society by Jesus Christ when the millennium reign comes in. That's the only time. But him being in the White House being a type of the body of Christ, it showed the Holy Spirit, a type of the Holy Spirit, and it showed the rapture of the church. That's what it showed. Showed the rapture of the church, leaving the world in the hands of this Batman, which is a type of the image of the beast. Can you get what I'm saying tonight? They carried an article on the Batman in Life magazine. God spoke to me and told me, said, son, notice Batman's carried in Life magazine, which indicates evil spirits has at last got into the spirit of man, which is their life stream. That shows it, that we are in him. This is the creature of darkness. How many of you know what the Robin represents? With the Batman, there's a little boy named Robin. How many of you know what the Robin means? There's an old legend that he got close to Christ when he was crucified, and that's what stained his breast. But did you know there's a little song about the red, red robin comes bobbing along, and he always does it at springtime? And did you know that springtime is when the resurrection comes? That you find that Easter comes, then when Easter comes, which is the resurrection of Christ, all of the natural world is resurrected from its winter experience and from its death. So then robin is a type of the resurrection. And if you'll notice, with this darkness comes the little robin, which indicates the resurrection. The darkness comes in, but the resurrection comes at that hour. So you see, through these foolish things, what God has done. Not only that, but here near Bat Cave, there is a place called the Bottomless Pit. The Bottomless Pit. All of it is portrayed there in those snake-like mountains. Up above the Smokies is an Indian reservation, and you know what the red man represents in types and shadows. There's three parts of the demons that's represented in this world by the Spanish, by the Indian, and by the Negro, showing body, soul, and spirit. So there's an Indian reservation at the top of these Smokies up there. Well, we could go on and say more about that. I want to get our thought over tonight that gross darkness is coming in and beginning to fill the earth, and all of it started right here in the garden. And God, by this little type and shadow, showed us all of these things that I spoke of tonight of what Satan was planning to do with the world. We are in the end of the world. Now then, we could go on and say a lot more tonight. I think it would be wise if we just stop right here. But remember, we are in the end of the world. No matter how we look at it, folks, this is the end time. Everything points to it, and everything testifies to it. So I think that there's only one thing left for us to do. That's to come into the revelation of the mind of Jesus Christ and get ready to go out of this world. May the Lord bless you.